We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Did you hear that, Vicky Shipta Falcone? Did you hear what the president just said? Meanwhile, she's posting that she thinks it's a good idea that that Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., be decapitated, because that would send an important message. And she's a guidance counselor, Bridgeport School District. This is insane. And no one's reported her to the Secret Service. This threat? School district has it, and why the hell hasn't it? Freedom of speech. Really? So if all of my listeners started posting on Facebook and TikTok and Twitter and everywhere else that, well, we think it's a dandy idea if we just chop off the head of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, because that'll send a message that that's okay, that we can keep our jobs at the Bridgeport School District, that nothing's going to happen to us. That's freedom of speech. No restrictions when it comes to death threats. And this is a death threat from a counselor of children at the Bridgeport School District. Now, if you just joined us, well, you missed some incredible radio, of course, but I have some more here regarding the superintendent, Brent Ripley, who has been great about this. From start to finish, he has been thorough, he has been detailed, he has been responsive. I could not have asked for a better response from the school district, even though I disagree with their position. So I read part of his response. There are a couple more. It's pretty brief. Next. This counselor. I asked, why is she allowed to continue to interact with her children? The answer from the school district, from the superintendent. To date, nothing has been reported to school district administration that any political statements have been made by this employee to students or that this employee has attempted to impose her political beliefs upon students. Over her time with the district, there has been a lot of good that this employee has done for students. One moment does not negate the good work that this employee has done or the many ways this employee has fought for every student. We will use this instance as an opportunity for the growth of the employee in a fashion that is aligned with our values as a district. Couple questions here. Says here, one moment does not negate the good work that this employee has done, all right? How do we know it's one moment? Did the school district go over all of her posts and all of social media, including the one she's deleted? How do you know this is not a pattern of Trump derangement syndrome and of a level of hate that is difficult to even quantify? When's the last time you wanted a political opponent of yours to have his child's head cut off? I never have. And finally, Brent Shipley, who again, superintendent's done a very good job with this. The Bridgeport School District does have policies in place that prohibit employees from engaging in political speech to sway our students to one side or another. Our privilege is to allow students to think on their own. As a district, we provide a loving, supportive, and welcoming environment for all students while they are here each day. Brent Shipley, superintendent. Ripley. God, Jesus. Brent Ripley, superintendent. And again, Brent Ripley has been fantastic. Could not have asked for a better response. The complete opposite, by the way, of Vicky Shipta Falcone. I reached out to her, giving her equal chance for equal time. Give us your statement, anything. No response, and she blocks me. This is a counselor for our children in Bridgeport? Seriously? By the way, this thing with the Secret Service, this bothers me greatly. If you believe, as I do, that this is a serious death threat or serious enough that the Secret Service should be alerted to it, then I'm going to ask you to give a lot of thought to this. And if you feel as strongly about this as I do, then I'm going to ask you to consider reporting Vicky Shipta Falcone, specifically her post, to the Secret Service. Now that the Secret Service is under the control of President Trump, although I don't know that they've cleaned house there yet, it might not be a bad idea to tell the Secret Service to keep an eye on this woman, because how do you note, how does anyone know this is the first time that she's demanded decapitation for her political opponents? Does anyone know? I certainly don't. Does the school district? I doubt it. Is this a one and done, or is this part of a pattern? Again, I don't know, but you know who would know or who would find out? The Secret Service. As far as I know, and I want to stress, I am not a lawyer. I am not offering legal advice. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. And there are many days I can't do even that very well. But I want you to give a lot of thought to this, because I know I have an awful lot of listeners who are hardcore MAGA supporters who, if they did something like this regarding Biden or Kamala Harris or Obama or any of them, they'd be thrown in jail. The feds would come be visiting them. They'd be going through all of their drawers and everything, sniffing their wives' panties and doing this, that, and the other. Oh, the feds would be all over us. The FBI would be all over us. But a school counselor gets away with this, and nobody even from the school district reports her to the Secret Service? To me, this is insane. If nothing else, and again, I don't know this woman. I reached out to her and she blocked me, so I have no earthly idea how sane or insane she might be regarding Trump derangement syndrome. If I had to guess, and it's nothing more than a guess, the Trump derangement syndrome is so bad with this Vicky Shipta Falcone. I mean, she's posting the, yeah, let's chop off his head and send him a message. If nothing else, if she is reported to the Secret Service, and here I want the school district, the board that is all is filled with politicians, because that's how you get elected to run the school district, your politicians, the politicians of the school board have a duty, in my opinion, to the public to report this post to the Secret Service. Now, if Vicky Shipta Falcone did nothing wrong, she's got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about at all when the feds start knocking on her door. Start asking her questions. Start going through all of her social media accounts and everything else to see if, in fact, there's a pattern here. And let's say for the sake of discussion, there's no pattern. Let's say for the sake of discussion, this was a one-time event. And again, there's no evidence one way or another that I'm aware of. But let's just say it's a one-time event. Fine. By reporting her to the Secret Service, you now have put her on notice, and you tell, and the Secret Service is now aware of her, so that if she does anything like this again, another death threat, well, now there's a pattern. Again, if Vicky Shipta Falcone has done nothing wrong, she should welcome the Secret Service, the FBI knocking on her door and going through all of her personal information. If she's done nothing wrong, she has nothing to hide, right? But can anybody be sure with these Trump haters and Trump derangement syndrome? Can you be sure? Can Brent Ripley be sure? I can't be sure. I tried reaching out to her and she blocked me. Who the hell knows what's going on in her head? Maybe nothing. Maybe a lot. I don't know too many people who say, oh, my political opponents, yeah, I want their children to have their heads cut off. And not just stop there, remember, and send it back as a message. I don't know too many people like that. In fact, I know only one person like that. This Vicky Shipta Falcone. So the school district is saying it's a First Amendment issue because she did this on her own time, which I don't know that she did this after, I don't know, 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock or whenever the school district day ends. Let's say she did. But you're telling me the Bridgeport School District's policy is that it's okay to issue death threats if you're an employee, as long as you do it on your own time, on your own personal social media account. That's okay. That's not going to affect how we view you here in Bridgeport. And we'll still allow you to counsel children no matter how many death threats that you have posted on your own time, on your own account. One has nothing to do with the other. Are you friggin' kidding me? Are you kidding me? So who is this Vicky? Ship the Falcone. Well, according to the Bridgeport School District Counseling Department, as the school counselor at Bridgeport High School, my job is to direct students in planning for what lies beyond their high school days, as well as provide guidance and support for their personal social interests and concerns. I swear to you, this is what is on the website. I'll read this to you again. The irony here is, it's again, this is Vicky Shipta Falcone, Counseling Department. As the school counselor at Bridgeport High School, my job is to direct students in planning for what lies beyond their high school days, as well as provide guidance and support for their personal social interests and concerns. I wonder if that includes social media. The district also contracts with local agencies to provide additional mental health support. I wonder if she's taking her own advice. During the course of the students' high school experience, I will be meeting with them to discuss their goals and help to guide them in developing their post-secondary plans. These plans must include parent involvement. Students will develop this plan in the ninth grade and during the next 3 years and on and on and on. According to Ohio Strategic Plan, our goal is to see each child is, quote, challenged to discover and learn, prepare to pursue a fulfilling post-high school path. Blah, 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 blah. If I can be of any help, don't hesitate to call me. Phone number, go dogs. They're the Bulldogs. Vicky Falcone. On LinkedIn, she has links, new graduation requirements. Mrs. Falcone explains new requirements. Project Best job and career website. FAFSA link. Search for outside scholarships. Register, blah, 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 important stuff. There was also a story that Times Leader did about her. I think I've got a couple of pages here somewhere. Superintendent, Bridgeport School District. Okay, no, I don't have that. Thought I had it here somewhere. Just bear with me. Thought I had it. Maybe I didn't. No, I don't think I printed that. All right. Well, still, doesn't matter. We covered the main points here. And the issue, again, the school district is trying to spin it as if it's a First Amendment issue. Oh, yeah, you can say anything you want as long as you're doing it on your own time, on your own social media account, including death threats. Are you telling me the Bridgeport School District has no problem with death threats posted by their employees, even though it's done on the employee's private time, on the employee's private account? You're telling me you have no problem with death threats, and not just any death threat, but decapitation of a child of your political opponent, and then sending the head to send it as a message? It's not just a decapitation. Think about what she is saying here. In Viking times, they would have cut off Junior's head. Okay, that's bad enough. But she doesn't stop there. And sent it back as a message. School district says, oh, yeah, that's First Amendment. You can make any kind of threat you want. Doesn't really bother us. Seems okay when she's working here. Again, give this a lot of thought. if you feel that this rises to the level of a threat to the president's son, then I would urge you, do a screenshot. It's all floating all out there. Everybody's got it by now. And send it to the Secret Service. Say, hey, we don't know how serious this is, but you might want to take a look at this. You might want to send the feds and the Department of Justice and the Secret Service and God knows who else to Bridgeport to take a look at this Trump hater who's got no problem counseling kids while posting about decapitating her political opponents.